Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the Grand Sierra Resort, Steve Wolstenholme, is here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Bill Bilyeu, and Dick Gamick. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time Steve Wolstenholme. He is the president and chief operating officer for the Grand Sierra Resort. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
You have an I'm glad to have you. You have an amazing resume. You've worked at in the Bahamas at the Atlantis Casino. You worked at Mohegan Sun. You were the chief operating officer for Galaxy Macau and also worked with MGM International. And now you're working for the Morello Hospitality Group here in Reno, Nevada. And my question to you is, why?
I have to tell you, having worked in a number of jurisdictions and all around the world, coming to Reno, and I came to Reno for the first time about 2 years ago, and I was extremely excited about being here in Reno. I think it's a great destination. I think the potential is absolutely amazing. And more importantly than anything else, working with the Morello Group, private organization that is really passionate about this particular business, that has brought me to Reno and wanting to stay in Reno. I have an 18-month-old child, which is also the other reason. Having an 18-month-old at my age is I needed to be somewhere that I said, wow, this is a great place to bring up a family, and certainly Reno is that.
Well, the property is huge. It's 150 yes. acres approximately,
yes.
and that's about three times the size of City Center in Las Vegas to give folks in Southern Nevada some right. perspective on how huge this is. You've got two pods of 1,000 rooms each,
yes.
And two additional pods that if you wanted to, you could build 2,000 more rooms on that
right.
property. It really has nothing but potential. The previous ownership had grand schemes to not only make it an upscale resort, but to also build condominiums along the river.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of ideas does the Morello Group have?
Well, the Morello Group is very passionate about Reno, passionate about this business. And when I talk about the business, it's not really, I don't look at it as, we're not in the gambling business, we're not in the casino business, we're in the hospitality and entertainment business. And that's really the differentiator in my mind. We've invested a great deal of money into the property.
May I ask how much at this point?
At this point, in the first year, we invested about $40 million, and this year it'll be another $35 million. Next year it'll be about $25 million. So a great deal of commitment in this particular property.
Beyond the $42 million that you
Absolutely.
Paid for the place.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a, we have some assets, I think, that are fairly unique in this market.
For example?
For example, our theater. I've worked in many properties that have had large theaters, but nothing as large as this. It's a 2,000-seat theater, but the theater itself is actually one of the largest stages in the world, and it is to this day. We can bring in extraordinary acts there. We are going to be investing a great deal of money into that property, into that theater in the coming year.
In the past, I've heard under previous ownership the idea that to take out the seating the way it is now, put in stadium seating, you put 5,000 people in there, which would really...
We're actually looking at about 3,000 people.
Okay.
So it'd be a very comfortable area with some VIP accommodation, but it'd certainly be theater-star seating, predominantly theater-star seating. We think with 3,000 seats, we can attract acts that, quite honestly, that currently we can't attract at this time. Having said that, we do have Tony Bennett this Saturday, so that's someone that I think is enormously legendary in the industry. And
beloved in Northern Nevada, that's
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, certainly beloved all over the world.
Okay, so one of the teases to this program was, mm-hmm. you know, that $15 million has been spent on a nightclub in Reno. Why'd you spend that much money, and who do you think is going to come? And it's huge and it's beautiful. I was there.
We are so proud of that, of Lex Nightclub. It's the vision of the owner, which is Alex Morello, and his partner, Louis Armano. The nightclub is something that we feel very strongly about, that will not only be a great asset to the local community, but also, you know, help bring in customers from Sacramento and the Bay Area. Quite honestly, people are not going to come to Reno just to gamble.
It's like whiskey now.
The year has passed. And if we look at the nightclub and what they can do, people will actually come here. They would come here to eat at Charlie Palmer's. They would come here to do business. They would come here to go to a nightclub. It's a collaborative amenity, and that's just part of the amenity package. But we're very excited about it, and it's doing extremely well.
There have been comments on Facebook, you're probably aware of this, saying $15 million, where did they spend it? How did you spend $15 million in what is a huge nightclub?
It is a huge nightclub. It's 25,000 square feet, and I encourage anyone, just, you know, if you're not a nightclub person, just come and have a look. And I think it's quite evident how that $15 million was spent. There is a pool in there. We have a sound system and audio system that is second to none. It is as good as any nightclub you'll see in Las Vegas, and many of those nightclubs, the investment was considerably more. It is a nightclub that compares favorably with Las Vegas, and quite honestly, there's nothing in Miami or in New York or in Chicago, Los Angeles. We've checked them all out, and this is a very, very compelling nightclub. And as I said, a nightclub is often thought to be something for younger people. It's not just for younger people. It's a great experience for...
You're pitching
regardless.
Me right here, aren't you?
No, I've seen you there. I've seen you in the nightclub, and certainly it's a great venue. I think it's great when people, conventions, come in and do business to entertain their clients and so forth. So it's something we feel very strongly about. It's something that we feel the investment was a worthy investment, and it's not just the investment in GSR. As importantly, it shows confidence in Reno, and I think that's an important message to get out there, that Reno is capable of changing its business model from purely a gaming model to an entertainment hospitality model.
All right, let's take a break. More on the Grand Sierra Resort, spending a lot of money right here in Reno, Nevada, right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We'll get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Wilsonholm. He is the president and chief operating officer of the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. When Kurt Kerkorian first built this property, it was called the MGM back in 1978, yes. And it was so far ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. When you look at properties around the country now that have bowling centers and movie theaters, and back then this property even had a Hi-Lice fronton.
Right.
It really was ahead of its time. One of the big things about that property was the convention business.
Yes.
And since 1978, there has been a lot of competition built in Reno as far as convention business with the Peppermill, the Atlantis, and the Nugget. How do you intend to get back the convention business into the Grand Sierra?
We have close to 250,000 square feet of convention, which is, you know, by any scheme of things, is a large convention area. We very much feel that it's really about promoting Reno as a destination. We talk often about flights into Reno. Candidly, we're at half the number of flights coming into Reno as there were in 2006. However, we look at creating a demand. We are a business-friendly city. We certainly want to provide the amenities. We want to provide the amenities for, you know, when people come with their spouses, so there's other things to do. From a purely GSR standpoint, we are looking to ensure that we're providing something that says, yes, we are open for business, and certainly this is a destination where people can come and do business. There is a lot of capacity in the city, but I feel strongly that it's not just the responsibility of GSR, it's the collaborative responsibility of the RCCVA, as well as the other operators, to ensure that we work together. Sometimes people tend to work against each other. However, we need to go to the era where we work together in order to ensure that we do bring substantial businesses and conventions to this city.
Are you
and
comfortable?
I feel confident that we will be able to do
okay.
that.
Okay. You just invested a lot of money on the outside of your building.
Yes.
There's an electronic sign out there.
Yes.
How many stories tall is that thing?
That is 100 feet tall.
So it's about 10 stories.
Yes. Although we are actually going to be expanding that slightly. So we're very confident that we want to promote ourselves appropriately and ensure that we are actually showing the community that we are investing. So even people that don't come into the GSR, they can see that, you know, we're very confident about Reno, we're confident about what the property has to offer. And the outside of the building is as important as the inside of the building. So that hasn't stopped yet. We're still looking to ensure that we provide our surface parking will be reorganized, and that will certainly provide something that is a very compelling experience for the people that come to GSR, and not just come to the casino, but come to experience the other amenities that GSR has to offer.
Murillo Group is not just interested in Reno. They made a bid for $20 million to buy one of the properties in Atlantic City. Carl Icahn kind of put the kibosh on that.
Right.
Didn't feel it was enough money. I think maybe today he might be regretting that.
I'm sure he is.
But is there still interest in to go into Atlantic City and other markets? Because it seems like, as a company, you're looking at value propositions and then go in there and invest a bunch of money to get those properties back to where they should be.
The business model of the Morello Group. The Morello Group is a very diverse group of companies. This is their first venture into a hospitality casino venue. There is an aspiration on behalf of the company to look for other opportunities throughout the country. Whether that be in Atlantic City or other jurisdictions. But certainly there is a very much an appetite to grow the Morello Group portfolio within hospitality and gaming. And that may not necessarily just be the same business model with distressed properties. It's also with properties that are viable properties and looking for markets where a visionary thinker such as Alex Morello and Luis Armano can actually look at that particular market and say, yes, this market may have had its challenges, but they're also very confident on the U.S. economy going forward, and they feel that there's great opportunities out there.
With only one property, you have a card, obviously, that is for the property, but other companies that have casinos across the country use it to feed the properties.
Right.
What are you going to be able to do to compete with that?
Well, certainly with... As we grow our portfolio, that will allow us to expand our loyalty program. With regards to coming into GSR, we have a very competitive loyalty program, but the loyalty program doesn't just need to be within the casino. It needs to be broader than that, and that's the vision that we have, that we would actually expand that loyalty program to even include potentially partnerships outside of the GSR portfolio.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Please come back and talk to us, and love to explore some of the other things that you've done in addition to what you're doing here. But we thank your company for the investment. It's huge, and it's much appreciated.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Reno is celebrating Doors to Recovery. Over 40 local artists are transforming historic doors into works of art. See them all over Reno during July and bid on them Saturday, August 9th at the Nevada Museum of Art. Get more info at doorstorecovery.org.
This isn't just any old ball game. This is our game, our party, our house. This is where we rally. This is where we're one big smiling team. This is Ace Ball. This is what we do. Ace Ball is all about memories. Start yours this weekend with St. Mary's Fireworks Friday, presented by News 4 and Souvenir Saturday. Ace Ball is what we do.
Authentic Mediterranean in an American diner? You heard right. Joe's Diner is featuring two Mediterranean must-haves from handed-down family recipes from our chef. Falafels and lac mangeus are just $1.99 each. Great for a snack, lunch, or dinner. Give your taste buds a break from the ordinary. Eat at Joe's.
At Ashley Furniture Home Store, our sleep experts will help you find the mattress of your dreams. With one of the largest selections of top name brands and low monthly payments available, you'll find a better mattress, better sleep, and better you. At Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Reno is celebrating Doors to Recovery. Over 40 local artists are transforming historic doors into works of art. See them all over Reno during July and bid on them Saturday, August 9th at the Nevada Museum of Art. Get more info at doorstorecovery.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Because we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Dick Gamick's here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Liz McMenamin is Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Bill Bilyeu is former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you all on the program. Ira Victor was on the program a couple of weeks ago, the computer expert, and he was talking to us about the fact that Google and Twitter are discoverable in legal issues. I'm presuming that you are aware of that, and do you utilize that in your office?
First of all, I don't Twitter.
No. I know you don't.
We don't do any of that stuff. Google, we knew, was discoverable because we have...
Maybe we should explain what discoverable... Can you explain what that means, what discoverable means?
Well, let's back up even further. You look at all the social media, not just Google and Twitter. And what it means by discoverable is that that comes into the public domain if we subpoena it. And it becomes into court. And what we ran into, particularly back east here about a year ago, is we started having officers getting on their social media and making a lot of dumb statements about cases that weren't discoverable and were brought into court, and it really caused a turmoil within the legal profession because of these statements that were being made. And they were contrary to the evidence, they were contrary to what the officers did. They were, I don't know if they were joking around or playing footsie or what the heck they were doing, but it really created a problem.
And what do you say to the public who's using the social media that doesn't want to get caught in the hooks of the DA's office?
What do I say to the public about social media? Don't use it.
Period?
At social media, there's no responsibility. There's nothing. There's absolutely no control over it. People can do and say anything they want to do and say, and they don't realize that it can spring on them if we can track them back. That's one of the big problems with social media. You don't know who's talking.
Liz, your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are, I agree with Dick. Don't use it. Don't put anything out there if you don't want it to be found out. It's just, it's a well-known fact. But the interesting piece is, going back to that, is it being discoverable, is people can put things on your social media without your permission. So, you know, there's a real issue there. But I have to say that I'm grateful when I was 19, 20, and 21 that there wasn't social media and nothing out there to follow you.
If I can just take a quick step back, Bill, sorry here, but there's one area that we do need to cover here, and that's, we had a lot of young girls taking naked photographs, publishing them to their social media site, thinking that's just going to my boyfriend, and it doesn't. It can wind up anywhere, and then years later, all of these started coming out when these young women were trying to get jobs or trying to get advanced in their career, trying to get into special schools. This stuff starts coming up, and it really hurts their future.
Dick, I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, you know, I don't care. I don't use social media that much. I do somewhat, but...
You do send email.
Oh, yeah. Well, quite a bit of email, as a matter of fact. You know, I like to stay in at least the 21st century. But I don't care what people, what they find out me. I've reached that age where I'll confess to just about everything. You know, that's, even if I didn't do it. So.
60 Minutes had a piece last week. It was a rerun on asset forfeiture. And that's been going on in Humboldt County, where the Sheriff's Department is stopping people that are carrying amounts of cash and taking that cash. What do you think about this? And should asset forfeiture be eliminated in the way it's being conducted now?
No. And this is why I say it. It seems we always have, within the law enforcement arena, we always have somebody that's got to push against the current status of the law. And they go so far that they even go beyond reasonableness. And even though technically they can, well, we're right on, dead on with the law, a judge is going to come along and say, well, you may be there dead on with the wording, but you're not there with the intent of the law. Bam, and we get hammered. It's not good cases that make for the restrictive law and the bad law. It's bad cases.
But one of the problems is that in some instances where somebody, say, takes $5,000 off a member of the public, mm-hmm. that it's more expensive to hire an attorney to try and fight that and get your money back than it is to just leave it be.
But we have rules to play by on asset forfeiture. And the thing, the other side of that little coin is, do you want these guys to benefit from their ill-gotten gains? You want some guy to build up a million dollars in drug sales.
Right, but if they are ill-gotten
gains. Well, we have to go into court and prove it. We have to file the paperwork for court. We have to go before a judge and prove that these were, in fact, ill-gotten gains.
Well, I don't think they were doing allegedly, they weren't doing that on Winnemucca. They were just making on the sheriff's level that they forfeit this money.
Well, it's Humboldt County.
Yeah. Humboldt County. But they, It's a tool that should be used very limited. You know, for instance, at least in California, it used to be if you shot a deer out of your car window or shot at a deer illegally out of your car window, you can forfeit your gun and your car as well, which just seems a little harsh. But something should be used very carefully and only within court process.
And there's points in time, Bill, I agree with you. Maybe it was a little harsh, but there are times that in order to get the message across to somebody who's breaking the law, sometimes you have to take it a little further to that point. That person, that might have been not the first time they shot out of their window at the deer going down the road. So.
All right, I want to go quickly around the table here. So before the House broke up, the Senate was already out of town. The GOP files a lawsuit against Obama. Quick thought on that.
Interesting.
A waste of time?
Well, absolutely, but we'll see. Maybe, you know.
But the impeachment's not open to him because even though the articles of impeachment were registered in the House, there is no way Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate would ever decide fairly.
And you get the last word, Dick.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah.
This president has been running absolutely wild. When does the president threaten Congress the way he does? Just outwardly. You do it or I'm going to write one of my orders. This has been nuts. Plus, Congress hasn't been very good either. I'm not going to defend them. But this whole political system has been nuts. We have all these rules that have been written by a president. It's about time. About time somebody said no.
And George W. Bush also did a lot of signing statements. We'll be right back.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. U.S. leadership and the world is the topic of this Sunday's show. Tune in as Dr. Tyrus Cobb talks about the state of the U.S. under President Obama and how only 40% approve of how Obama handles foreign affairs. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
It's our 37th anniversary at Moore, and we're celebrating.
In 37 years, we have never advertised payments this low.
Did you know that when you take advantage of 0% financing until 2020,
you can get this set, or this one, or this one,
for just $9.33 and pay just $14 a month?
Or you can get all three complete sets for less than $42 a month.
It's our 37th anniversary sale at Moore Furniture for Less.
Buying furniture has never been easier or more affordable.
On our next broadcast, we're talking Tesla with Lance Gilman for the whole show. We'll see you then.